Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome, everyone, to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm Kathy Williams here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin, and today's topic is all about tools or sales without being salesy. Is that even a word? Anyway, we realize that, you know, looking and working with a lot of clients who own their own businesses or coaches or healing type people, a lot of times what sticks them is not wanting to be the pushy salesperson. And I've definitely had that myself. Have you had that, Betsy? Where you don't,
absolutely.
You know, reach out? Yes. Okay. So that's what our topic is today. You know, if you have goods or services but feel a little conflicted about wanting to get your message across but not want to be sleazy or pushy, you're in the right place. And we're going to cover also elevator pitches as well, because I know a lot of people have been told you need to have your elevator pitch, or so we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about an easier way. So we'll explore some energetic tools for connecting with people and getting clients and sales without being, you know, pushy or sleazy. And Betsy has been in sales for over 25 years. Wow, Bets. So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, gosh. In a variety of positions and all kinds of different, what's the word I'm looking for, Kathy? Sorry, my mind is like totally gone. I can't think of the word, so we'll just skip to a different word. So I've been a realtor. I've had my own business with a paper art store, and, you know, really pretty much anything you do in one way or another, you really are a salesperson.
Oh, say what?
What are you talking about?
Too much, and I'd love for you to unpack that a little bit, Betsy. Can we say a little bit about the tools that we use before we talk about you're a salesperson in one way or another? All right.
Go for it.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the tools?
Sure. So,
we do many things, and one of the things that we do, we're both certified facilitators with Access Consciousness. And so we have learned.
Not hearing you. You've gotten soft.
Okay. So Betsy is kind of soft right now, and I'll just explain. Both Betsy and I are certified facilitators of Access Consciousness as well as coaches. So we ask a lot of questions. And our questions are really to invite awareness about areas maybe where you've cut off your awareness or your knowing to help you tap back into that intuition or wisdom or knowing. And we use something called the clearing statement as well, and we'll probably do that. And some of the other exciting things we're going to share today are our access consciousness tools as well. Of course, we're not exclusive, you know, just using access tools, but we definitely use a lot of them. So we like to give that credit because, you know, I came to this work about 6 years ago in terms of access. I had done all sorts of things, tapping and you name it, EFT and coaching and pranic healing and all these different modalities. And the work of access consciousness really opened up my life in so many ways, just creating more ease with parenting and relationships and money mm-hmm. and my body and essentially all of it. So because of that, I just love to share those. And I know that Betsy has a really similar experience. Are you back, mm-hmm. Bets?
I hope so. Not can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
We hear you now.
Great. Thank you. Totally. It's I too, explored a lot of different modalities and different things and different avenues. And for me, the ease with the way things changed and grew in my own life is why I'm such a huge fan of the access tools. But there's certainly no right way, no wrong way. And these are just things that we like to share with you guys. And so we always invite people to take what works for you and leave the rest. So that is our invitation to you guys listening in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're not just radio heads. We're actually real people. You can email. And we have imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com. And we do read those. And we do take your suggestions into consideration when we're forming the mm-hmm. shows and also when we do Facebook videos and things like that. So let us know what you would like to hear about. Because we're only here because you are. Although it's really fun to be here, it's nice to have listeners. So I would love to hear more about the statement you made a little bit ago, Betsy, where no matter what, you're in sales in a way.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny because for a long time, I really ran away from that whole thing because there are, especially in certain fields, there are stereotypes about what a salesperson is, you know, and a used car salesman is one that is used a lot just kind of as an example of what you don't want to be. So being, you know, that like you described at the beginning, where it's somebody who's like pushing at you and, you know, just won't stop and things like that. And so that's where along the line, like being a salesperson has had a bad rap for a lot of people. And this is just kind of generalization. This certainly is not everything or everyone, but for the sake of what we're talking about here, just wanted to use a little bit of a generalization. And with that, I for sure ran away from being a salesperson because I wanted to be like, I didn't want anybody to think that I was pressuring them or I was expecting anything from them. And I certainly wasn't going to be, you know, in somebody's face. And so in that, what if you can be whatever you're doing, whatever you're creating in your life, whether you have something that is actually bringing money in for you, or it's just something that you would enjoy doing and you're gifting to people, or you're simply being you. What is the invitation that you can be? And if you get rid of all of your definitions and conclusions and everything you've ever heard about what a salesperson is or what it isn't or what you've run away from, what can you then create if you had no point of view about what being in sales meant?
I mean, I think there are so many, you know, definitions and conclusions of, well, I'd have to be this way as a salesperson. You know, this is how they are. And so would you like to destroy and then create that?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. So this is the clearing statement of Access Consciousness. First, we ask a question. So all of the projections and expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections you have of what a salesperson is or has to do, will you destroy and uncreate all of them?
Yes. Wow.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So this kind of energetically clears all those points of view. You don't have to know when you formed them or where you got them from. It's just designed to bypass the logical mind, right? It sounds a little weird. It bypasses the logical mind and goes to the energy to clear that away. So you're free of it. So, yeah, I remember, you know, and myself not wanting to be a pushy salesperson, going into the realization that if I'm kind of pushing against being a pushy salesperson, that I'm actually giving energy, that energy, and the only person I'm limiting with that is me. Right? I'm limiting me by, and in fact, it's so funny because I'm not a fan of sending out emails. Like, that's just one of those activities that I don't love to do. And I looked at it and I said, Kathy, okay, every time you send an email, you make money, right? Like, one of the last emails I sent, I made $500, you know? And so it was like, would you be willing to get over your point of view about, you know, I don't want to bother people and people already have so much to do already. And instead, I really started asking some questions about, you know, what do I love to do? I love to contribute something. I love to make Facebook videos about different topics. And people have started to write in, ask me questions, and ask me to do different topics as well. And so, you know, for me, it was like, oh, well, I could include a video in every email I sent, or, and it doesn't have to be every, but that's something I enjoy, and that contributes to people. People like that. So it's like, what do you enjoy doing and how can you thread that into, you know, the idea of sales?
Yes. Well, and that's where I was talking about, you know, would you be willing to change even the definition of what sales is? And what if you use the word invitation instead?
Yes. Yeah, that's such a fun word, too. So can you talk more about that, Betsy?
Sure. And Kathy and I speak a lot about energetics and the energy of things. And if you look at certain words, they have different energies. And even as I said the word sales, and then I said the word invitation, there was I could perceive a different energy from them. So being that invitation where you really, if somebody would like to jump on whatever it is that you're offering, great. And if they don't, that's also great. And that's where we talk about, you know, having no point of view about if somebody chooses or does not choose whatever it is that you are offering or inviting people to. And you notice that I didn't use the words what you're selling.
Yeah. And that has a different kind of quality when you say that. Like, I mean, even with the used car idea you brought up earlier, it's like, here's this car I'm offering. Oh, you might like it. Mm-hmm. It might be for you. It might not be for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so funny, too, that when you go somewhere, like my husband and I were furniture shopping a while ago, and as soon as we walked in the door, there were like three different salespeople who like made a beeline for us. I was like, what? fresh meat. And I first went into like, oh, here we go. You know, we're going to get bombarded by people. And, you know, when you walk around a lot of furniture stores, you turn a corner and there's a salesperson, and you turn another, and they're all doing the same thing. And so I realized that in my not wanting to be bothered, it's like, okay, what else can I do in this situation? And I was like, thank you so much for your offer. I'll let you know if I have a question. And then they were like, okay. And we were left alone. And so it was really to be on the other side of it and understand that a lot of people in the sales industry, they have a lot of training where this is the way you're supposed to do it. You know, you do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And there's a lot of trainings on overcoming people's objections and things like that. So when you get, but I know for me, I know when somebody is rehearsing from a script or speaking to me from their being, from their heart, from who they are. And I'm sure everyone listening can tell the difference as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And that's kind of the idea of where elevator speech isn't always the most useful thing. So right after the break, we'll talk about elevator speeches and what you can do that actually may be more effective. And then we'll get into some of the energetics of pulling or flowing energy as well. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks for listening.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everybody, to Imperfect Brilliance. How are you doing today? Today we are, this is Betsy McLaughlin here with Kathy Williams. Today we are talking about sales and all the things that just even having a conversation about a salesperson may be bringing up for you, what the definitions of a salesperson are, what they aren't, how you may be in sales without even realizing you're in sales, and a whole lot of other things. We tend to kind of go all over the place in our conversations, don't we, Cass?
Yeah, and we left them hanging about elevator pitches. Yeah, and before we even go there, do you have anything coming up, Betsy, that people might be interested in joining you on?
Oh, thank you. We have some classes coming up. I've got, and if anybody wants to do a last-minute foundation class with me this weekend, starting Thursday in the Northern Virginia area. And the foundation is a wonderful, wonderful class if you haven't taken it, and really just gives you, and it's a very aptly named because it does help you create a new foundation for your life. And I also have another one that just got put on the books for the end of May, also in the Northern Virginia area. And I've got a few other things in the works, but nothing specific yet. And Kathy and I also have a couple of other things in the works. Hopefully we'll have dates very soon. And I know Kathy's got some yummy stuff coming up as well.
Yeah, we're going to have a free online party as well, just a fun call, and details of that will come. But if you're not on our list at imperfectbrilliance.com, you can sign up there. And it's going to be fun about getting out of judgment and have some facilitation, like interaction. Mm-hmm. And it's just to celebrate us being on OM Times, and we'd love to get you to know you better. So details of that will come, and of course we'll mention them on the show. But you can sign up, and we'll let you know at imperfectbrilliance.com. Then, actually this week online, I have these delicious energetic exercises. We started today, so it's 5 days in a row for $35. And they are designed to help you draw in the life that you would like to have. So to actualize and manifest more prosperity, more joy, more abundance. And you can find out more about that at iotransformation.com/pulls, P-U-L-L-S. Those are 5 days of energy pulls for prosperity. And we're going to talk a little bit about pulling or flowing energy on this show today as we go on. I had one lady say, oh, my body was buzzing and I was giggling the whole time because I've done energy pulls before, but never like this. And it was amazing. So it is pretty yummy and pretty affordable. And if you can't join us live, they are all recorded and downloadable, so you can listen to them from your phone or computer anytime. Additionally, coming up, in June, I will be headed to London. So if you'd like to play in London, I'm teaching a class called Radical Abundance one day, and then Access Consciousness Bars and the foundation. And it really is a life upgrade. If you are looking for change in your life, those two classes are amazing for creating that. I mean, I just love to see what people change during that. And then if you'd rather head to the beach, I'm facilitating in July, late July, or mid-July in Hilton Head. At the beach, like literally steps from the beach. You could go there on the break or whatnot. So you can find out about those at accessconsciousness.com/Kathy Williams with a K. And then if you prefer Maui, there's one in September and you can find it there as well. accessconsciousness.com/Kathy Williams. So Kathy Williams. So elevator speeches. Now that were we salesy when we did that? Or were we inviting you guys? Oh gosh, I just love to play with people, so hopefully it feels like an invitation, because mm-hmm. it really is so much fun to do these events and classes.
It really is. And you know what, that's one of the things I think that I believe that it comes through when people are really enjoying themselves and are just desire to share things with people, versus what I was talking about with the canned speeches, that this is the how you're supposed to do it, and blah, 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 right?
Yeah, you can hear that. You can hear, like, this mm-hmm. is how I'm supposed to get it right and do it right, and this mm-hmm. is how you do it. And it does start to sound like Charlie Brown's teacher when people yeah. do that. Ma, 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 ma. Right? It's mm-hmm. like, you, because we're doing that, we're not actually being super present with the person in front of us. And I'll give you an example. If someone is talking about how stressed out they are because of their divorce, right? And you do some energetic modality or coaching or something, and you know you can help this person, and they're really stressed because of their divorce, and you say, well, I help women who are in business, you know, change their, you know, energy so that they feel better. What if, you know, I mean, that was a retarded elevator speech. Sorry, that was not politically correct. That was a really bad elevator speech. I apologize. But instead, what if you are so present with the person that you say, oh, wow, yeah, I have had several clients who have been going through divorce, and I really, you know, have some tools that might be useful for you. Would you like to explore that? Totally different energy than, you know, ma, 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 kind of canned thing that you've rehearsed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I actually had this experience where you can almost even just tap into whatever is present, even if someone hasn't said it. So I was at a Halloween party once, and this guy said, well, what do you do? My husband always loves to hear my answer when people ask that, because every time it comes out different. So to him, well, I help people who have trouble sleeping. And he said, that's me, sign me up. Now, how often do I say that? Oh, I help people who have trouble sleeping. Almost never.
Right.
So, you know, but with him, that was just what fell out of my mouth. So would you be willing to trust what falls out of your mouth instead of having to rehearse something and get it right?
Well, that could be scary for a lot of people who might think that they don't know what to say, and
sure.
How could you possibly just be like willing to have whatever falls out of your mouth be what the conversation is?
Well, would you be willing to get it wrong, like really muck it up? And you know, the first few times it might be that way, or not, where you're like, wow, that was brilliant. I just surprised myself.
I actually had a really interesting meeting with somebody today, and he was telling me how he's a recruiter, and he said he really had to get used to hearing no.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he hears no a lot, and his point of view is it's not really a no. It might be more a not right now. And he said you would be amazed at how many people might say no in the moment, but the seeds has been planted, right? And he gets phone calls. He said, like, for instance, he was talking to somebody back in October, and now today, like months later, the person called him up and was like, okay, I think now might be the time to talk. So what if all of the no's that you guys are hearing for whatever it is that you do in your world, or you might be perceiving it as doors slammed shut in your face, aren't really being slammed shut? And would you be willing to plant a bunch of seeds with no point of view of whether these seeds actually come to become, you know, a 6 foot tall sunflower, or they never grow up out of the ground?
That's a beautiful visual. Thank you.
Ooh, you're welcome.
Yeah, it's planting seeds. And I love that because also you don't know where they're going to land. That person might think of you 3 months later when their friend needs you. Or something like that.
Yes, totally. Totally. So what, with going back to your elevator speech for a moment, Kathy, what else would you like to, impart to our listeners about what an elevator speech is or and what it could be?
Okay, so essentially an elevator speech is one of those little short pitches about what you do that is, you know, 2 minutes long, short enough to be said in an elevator, right? 1 to 2 minutes long. And the thing is, I have a coach, Michael Neal, whom I studied with, and he said, I've never met a client in an elevator. It's like we make these things so significant. I have to do it. I have to get it right. And yes, some people go to networking groups and I've been to them myself. And you know what? I'm always willing to speak to what the room can hear. So, you know, first off, do a little energetic thing. This you'll learn in the foundation class, but we'll talk about it here. You ask to be the energy flow that would allow everyone in the room to be connected to you. And you don't have to do anything more than that. It's not some fancy, you know, ritual you have to do. Just, hey, let me be the energy flow that would allow everyone in the room to feel connected to me. That's it. Okay, then, you know, what I ask next is, okay, what do these people need to hear today? Right? What can I say that's going to create a greater future for my life and for the business? So those three questions, or two questions, I guess, and that's it. Just like you're inviting yourself to be connected to everyone in the room, and you're inviting to speak to what they can hear and what's going to create a greater future.
I love that.
And then there's,
you know, that
not
really...
something. Yeah.
Oops, sorry. Go ahead.
Then there's not something you have to get right.
That's basically what I was going to say.
Sometimes we pick things out of each other's heads.
Yeah, just a bit. Right, so it does. It takes that pressure off of like, oh my gosh, you know, this is a cocktail party or a quick invitation or a quick phone call to somebody. And, you know, it does take the pressure off of, I'm like, I have to say this. And what, you know, and what can you contribute to that person's life? And earlier you had mentioned being present.
Yeah.
And being present with people. And so whether you are an official, and I'm using air quotes that you can't see, of course, salesperson, or, you know, you are a kindergarten teacher, what invitation can you be and are you for whatever it is that you're inviting people to play with?
So I like let's, right?
So even teachers, right? They've got things that their students aren't really going to want to do. I used to teach tennis, and nobody liked to pick up the balls. You know, there'd be hundreds of balls all over the courts, and that was the one part everybody's like, oh, I want to pick up the balls. Well, I could have continued to be like, come on, guys, we got to get it done. Let's just do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And I changed it and became, I would do a game with the kids, and I'd be like, all right, I wonder who could pick up 10 the quickest, or, you know, things like that. And whoever gets the most balls, you get a free candy bar or something like that, that turned it into something fun for the people who had to do it. And so was I selling something then?
In a way.
Right. Yeah. That's what I meant earlier when we kind of are all salespeople, whether or not we've ever thought about it in that way. And, you know, it was like I had two choices. I could keep either the kids weren't going to do it or they're going to do it begrudgingly, or I was going to have to go pick up all those balls, or I could get the kids to be involved. Right? So what would you like to do? What's fun for you? And when it's fun for you, it's going to be fun for everyone around you as well.
Well, not always, but more fun anyway.
More. Yeah, right? And, yeah. You know, like with the kids, they went from not wanting to do it to then they were all laughing and giggling and running around, and it was a great time. And you're right, of course, you know, it's not always going to be fun, but
yeah.
Where can you change the energy of what's going on?
Yeah, and I love that you mentioned teachers, because parents, lovers, you name it, there's persuasion involved. So when we get back, Betsy, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about energy flows and energy pulls.
All righty. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. This is Kathy Williams here with Betsy McLaughlin, and we're talking about getting clients or making sales without being salesy, pushy, you name it. And one of the things I'd actually like to address is, you know, that pushing against being pushy or being afraid of being pushy. And sometimes it just helps to clear it. And one of the fun ways to clear whatever we're resisting is to ask, what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to be the pushy, sleazy, annoying salesperson I truly be? And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Sure.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And
like, what did you just say?
And why would you choose that? You want to talk a little bit about that, Betsy?
Well, you know, and again, we were talking earlier, it's really, this is all much more of an energetic thing. So the words really don't matter so much. And it's pulling up, it pulls up the energy of whatever is going on. And then the words clear it. So a lot of times what we're resisting against or fighting against is actually the thing that if we would lower our barriers and actually be willing to receive from the pushy salespeople or receive whatever it is in your life that you're fighting against, when you stop fighting, that in itself many times will just change the situation.
Yeah, it really does. And it can be so much fun to think of everything you don't want to be. Judged, greedy, annoying, you know, pushy, and ask what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to be that? You know? Yeah. That clearing alone, like if you take one clearing and play with it, that one has really changed so much for me, because it really helps you become aware that, wow, it's just someone else's point of view that I'm being that. It's not necessarily true about me. And then I can take any energy and use any energy, you know, and to create something greater. So, you know, that's a much larger conversation, but listing out everything you don't want to be and then inviting yourself to be it can change a lot and let go of a lot of judgment. And that's the thing, when we're judging, oh, you know, I don't want to be a pushy salesperson, we actually have to judge our actions and our words against that constantly to make sure we're not being it. And when we just clear it and we're like, okay, well, if someone sees me that way, I can, you know, I can change my behavior or not. I'm going to do what's going to create the greatest. So those kinds of clearings create so much freedom. And that's a big part of what we're about here on the show.
Yeah.
Creating freedom from judgment.
Yes. Getting out of that cage of judgment. So you had started to talk about, you know, what, and I forget the exact words you heard right before we went to commercial, where you're talking about using some of these things that we've talked about today with your loved ones, with your spouse or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or whomever. Do you remember where you were going to go with that, Kathy?
Well, yeah, energy pulls and energy flows. And, you know, exploring the use of those in sales, because when we're being sold to by someone who's pushy, they are actually pushing energy at us. And does that make us want to stick around them?
Right.
Yeah, so, and you... There are so many examples of that. And then when someone's inviting, as Betsy mentioned earlier, there's a much more different, there's a much different energy that's more like, come this way, come join me, which is more of a pulling energy. So you can use this, either choosing to push or choosing to pull, and get a sense of what will create greatest. And in my foundation classes, I often have people sit together in pairs and tell this, try to persuade someone of something. I remember one participant used, you should eat quinoa. And so her first communication was very much, you should eat quinoa, it's much better for you than wheat, and da 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 da, very intense and pushy. And then the second one was much more in the vein of, hey, did you know quinoa is really good for you? And there are so many ways you could prepare it. And it's actually, you know, got higher nutritional value than wheat. And she had us all like, oh, let's have some quinoa now, you know. So, you know, both her partner and me, anyway, because we're the ones who heard it. So pulling energy has a much more, hey, did you know? Hey, would you like to play? Would this be fun? And asking questions. You know, again, we were mentioning presence earlier and being present with the person who's in front of you. Asking them questions. That shows that you're interested, and it also helps you explore, hey, is this really a match? Not just, hey, I want to enforce my agenda on this person. Mm-hmm. Is this really a match?
Yeah. Well, and you know, people who, when we're talking about pulling energy, you think about somebody who is very charismatic. And that person, like, what are they doing that is drawing your attention to them?
Ooh.
Are they?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So are they pulling us in to find out more about them, to be interested? Like, you know, somebody who is a top, you know, like always have sold out concerts. Are they pullers? Are they pulling you towards them? Are they enticing you in, inviting you in to share some of them? So
yeah.
that energy
great...
of the, right, charismatic, like, I want to find out more. I want to, oh, when's their next show? The last show was so amazing, blah, blah, blah. And then you were going to say.
Well, a great way to or place to explore that as an open mic night. So
oh,
if you
fun.
Go, yeah, like, because some people will pull and some people will push, and you will notice the audience and the difference in the audience. If someone's really pulling energy, the audience will stop talking and watch. And if they're not pulling energy, they will, you know, go back to their conversation.
That's so fun. That's a great example.
Yeah, it's really fun. And so it's just about asking. Again, you can ask, okay, what would it take to pull some energy?
Hmm.
You know, with this invitation.
What would it? Well, and the thing is, too, that the other part that I'm so glad you just asked that question, because it reminded me that it's not something that you even have to work hard at. You don't have to stop everything you're doing and like, okay, well, now I have to pull energy.
Right.
And
between
8 and 9 a.m. this morning, I'm going to pull energy. That's not what we're talking about. Even being the invitation, you already pull energy by being who you are. And when you have your barriers lowered and you're that invitation that we've been talking about throughout the hour, you're already pulling people to you. You're already that invitation.
Yeah. Wow, Betsy. So I wish we had people live. If you want to call in live, you're so welcome to, because it's fun
always.
To answer, you know, address questions about, you know, what does this mean? Or if you have questions about energy pulls, we could actually do a full show on pushing and pulling and flowing and that. But, you know, the main thing to know is that a lot of salespersons, people will push, which doesn't actually really make you want to interact with them. And if you're the invitation and you're pulling, there might be a better chance. Of course, you get to look at each situation as well.
Mm-hmm.
No conclusions. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and Betsy, you've been in real estate for years. So do you have any additional tips for sales?
Well, again, I would just invite people to, you know, who are specifically in a sales environment, to be yourself, first and foremost. Be yourself. And, you know, you're not going to win every single client or customer. You're just, you know, and are you okay if you don't have every single customer or client? And work with the ones who really, that you really are enjoying working with. I know I certainly enjoy working with some people more than others. And I'm actually to the point now where I'm willing to give up a client. And in that willingness to give up a client, or, you know, like just to say, hey, maybe, you know, this, you might be better off with someone else. If they're absolutely somebody who is, you know, whatever it is in your world, and again, without going to a right or wrong about it, just be like, hey, I'm okay with us moving on away from each other. That has given me so much freedom, instead of like, oh my gosh, I can't lose a sale, I can't lose a sale, I can't lose a sale. Because when I'm in that constriction of, oh, I can't ever lose a client, that's not really conducive to what I am creating. So that's one thing, you know, are you willing to, and this is of course a way different than I'm sure many people have been taught, but in that, when you're focusing on something that is driving you nuts, for lack of a better word, you know, a client or a customer who is taking up a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of aggravation, how much is that taking away from the joyful business that you are creating? So when you stop and you look at kind of a bigger picture about it, how much do you contribute to your business when you're willing to be like, no, let's go with somebody different. Let's be willing to cut our losses and move on.
Well, it sounds like in that there's less, you know, you've sort of left need or desperation by the wayside.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I need this client, right? Well,
yeah.
Clients can smell need 5 miles away.
Yes,
right?
They can. At least 5 miles away. That's so true. And, you know, again, when you're functioning from that space, how much are you limiting everything for yourself?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The need, like the fixation on, you know, one client. What if you don't get that client? And every client you don't get, you just ask the question, okay, well, who else is there? And how does it get any better than this?
Yeah.
Right? Even with every client I do get, I ask, how does it get any better than this? Because then it does.
Totally. Totally. And that's one of my favorite questions, no matter what's going on, you know, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, whatever, like, how can it get better than this? And, you know, when you keep asking that question, it's really amazing what will show up. And so whatever you are doing, you know, in your life, are you willing to be the authentic you truly be?
Yeah. And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pockle, named shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Yeah. You know, be you, be yourself, be your own advocate, be your own invitation. And what if, you know, the money that you brought in was not the primary driving force?
Ooh. That's a different perspective from a lot of businesses.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What else do you have to add, Miss Kathy?
Well, you know, I mean, what would you like to see on planet Earth through what you're doing? You know, what would you like to see change? Right? Like a big piece of my work that really drives me is seeing people change their relationship with abundance and their relationship with what's possible. What if that is more of what it's about? I mean, you don't have to have the same drive that I have, but like what you would like to change is more of what it's about than the money, then people are attracted to that.
Yes.
You know, yeah, the money is useful and important too. We're not saying give everything away. But what if it's really about like, oh, wow, yeah, what magical possibilities can we create? And when you have that attitude, people sense that. Mm-hmm. I mean, and yes, totally. If you're selling like lawnmowers or if you're selling refrigerators, I mean, maybe to you that's not magical, but you're really giving someone something that they can use. My dishwasher mm-hmm. didn't work 2 weeks ago, and that, you know, didn't have a major effect on my life, but it was less fun. So yeah, mm-hmm. How much fun can you have changing the world through you doing the work you're doing? Thanks, yeah. Everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We're so grateful that you joined us, and please feel free to call in next time. And until next time, you guys, be imperfectly brilliant.
Aloha. Bye-bye. You can find us on iTunes as well.
Yay.
Thanks, everybody.